Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing this morning? I hope doing well. Well, today we're going to continue our series on Peter, and these first few episodes are going to be more along the lines of when Peter was actually with Jesus as a disciple and learning to find his way. And so today we're going to look at two things that that Peter was specifically involved with when it came to turn on the volume on my phone so I'll hear myself. One is starts in Matthew 8, 14 and 15. It's probably a famous passage to a lot of us as we realize that Peter was one of the few apostles that was married. I think there was one other one that they think was married also. Maybe we'll come to that at some point. But we know he was based on this verse. And when Jesus was coming, oh, let me start with prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time to spending your word. And that we can all get something out of this. I know that I thoroughly enjoy your word and learning from it. So please help send your Holy Spirit to help us to see things new and inspiring to us for today. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. So again, I went through and I looked up this particular passage, and it shows up in two of his gospels, Mark and Luke. And so I'll read those. No, actually three. I'm sorry, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So I'll read those, and you get a flavor of the different. The different witnesses of this event. I have two events today. The second one we'll get to in a minute. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left, and she arose and ministered unto them. So it was quite a quick recovery, it sounds like. Then in Mark 1:29 to 31, we have the same episode. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Then over in Luke 4:38 and 39 we have, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. And that's pretty much so that's how we know that Peter was actually married. And we also know based on what we saw yesterday, the location of Peter's home, I think is how they determined that, is that the synagogue is practically next door to where he lived. And so I think that's where they get the indication also that that they got a good chance that that is Peter's home that they discovered there next to the synagogue. I think there's other evidence too of some tablets or something. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll get to that at some point. So that was that story, and that's about all we see about it. I just found it kind of interesting that at least in this one, the three different respect seem very similar, except that in two of them we see him that they're coming out of the synagogue. So this, I think it's good to note that. That the location of those two buildings is probably fairly close to each other. The next story I decided to pick on for today was the next one generally in the chain of events. And it's the episode where Jesus had just finished with the crowd there and fed all the people out of the baskets and loaves. And he's coming and he wants to get a little private time. So he goes up on a mountaintop and he sends the three the disciples by boat out into the water. And it's the episode where Peter walks on water. And so we'll start in Matthew. It's in 14, 25 through 33. And we'll start with that one first. That one also is in, there's only two of the Gospels that one's in. Oh no, it's three, I'm sorry. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out of fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" I think, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And I really like this, particularly the part in where the aspect that Simon had enough faith to at least start out, and as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was fine. But as soon as he took his eyes off the Lord and started thinking about that he was in trouble or that he was going to sink or anything, is when he did. So I think that's an important message to remember, that as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord, everything will be fine. And in, we see that same account in Mark 6:50 through 52. "For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and said unto them, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And he went up into up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." And he goes on later on to remind them of this, that it seems that they don't always seem to remember the miracle he did the day before, or even a few hours before, when it comes to the fact that that he has the ability to do anything. It's just a matter of having faith. And in John, we also see the same account, starting in 6:20 and 21. "But he said unto them, 'It is I, be not afraid.' Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went." I found this one a kind of interesting aspect, as we know that the three different Gospels, in all four Gospels, we see Jesus in a different light. We see in, you know, in Matthew that Jesus as a Jewish, is very Jewish look at him, and Mark is more as a servant. And John, Luke is more as a man, and then Mark is more as God. And I got a kick out of the fact that John, for, you know, it goes from one verse where they say, "Be not afraid," and the next verse they're already at the other side. Almost like as soon as Jesus got in the boat, they transported all the way to the other side of the lake and were at the shore. I just found that aspect kind of interesting, particularly in John, because that would have been the more divine aspect. And that so that's what I had for today. And I thought I would go along with the same theme. Look at the account again in John, but earlier, because I said I would mention a what they call a my prophecy moment. And this one I'm going to pick the prophecy that was fulfilled just before this incident. and in John 6:8 through I forgot to put in the actual beginning. Hold on 1 second. It's in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 18:15. We have the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God, in Horeb in the day of assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see the great fire anymore, that I die not. More so to be 18:15, where it talks about him being a prophet. And we see this again in John, starting with verse 6:8. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, this is the feeding of the, I think it was 5,000. I forgot now. The feeding of the 5,000 or 7,000. It doesn't say right here. Whichever one it is, it's the one with the five barley leaves and two small fishes. I think that was the 5,000. There is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in a number about 5,000. Okay, there it is. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. This is the verse that mentions the Deuteronomy aspect. Then those men which they had seen the miracle that Jesus did said, this is of truth the prophet that which should come into the world. So this is the prophecy. And we also see this again in John 1:45. Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He also makes mention of the Deuteronomy passage by mentioning Moses. And then in Acts 3:20, we also see the same confirmation. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive unto the time of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto you of your brethren. In other words, fulfilling the prophecy that Jesus came from among them. He was a Jew, and that he was raised up as a Jew. And so this is a confirmation of the prophecy being fulfilled. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. He and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And that's the end of that passage of that particular prophecy being fulfilled. And so that's what I have for today. And I hope that was a blessing to you. It was to me. And say a prayer and call it a day. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the promises that you showed us today in keeping the promises of the Moses that you had told him way back thousands of years ago, and that we see them fulfilled even to this day. Thank you so much, Father, for all you do. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. And I will talk to you guys again tomorrow.